Much of the discussion on Gemara Beis is centered around Shemitah, when Shemitah begins, when the prohibitions regarding Shemitah begin, and so on and so forth within the rules of plowing and planting, etc. So we'll start with the second Tosos. So the Gemara is commenting on this line of Rav Dimi, Yacho Yoke'al Tosefes. They could be get lashes for the Tosefes. So what's the Tosefes? So Rav Yochanan says, Yamim Shosifu Acham L'Refnei Rosh Hashanah. The days that the Acham added to the Shemitah year before Rosh Hashanah. Vachi Kamar Yacho Yoke'al Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. Das B'Charish V'Katzer Tishpos. So based on the Pasuk, you could say that even though the Shemitah year technically doesn't start until Rosh Hashanah, but the prohibition and the assay to let the land rest starts before that. So Tosos, Dira Maslo, Yacho, Yokel, Hadosefesh, Rosh Hashanah says, Vim Tomar, Makos, Minalan, Velolok, Siv, Vitosefes, Lav, El Asse, Greda, Becharish, Uvikatsur, Tishbos. So you might ask, why should there be any Makos at this point? There's no Lav in regards to the Tosefes, it's simply an Asse of Becharish, Uvikatsur, Tishbos. So Ikila Meimar, the Becharish, Uvikatsur, Mafkinan, the Tsarach Tosefes, Klomar, Shashvius, Mitrios, Mishana, Hashishis, the whole din shviyashia lashishis. So what we see is when you have the pasuk of Becharish v'katzer tishbos, that tells you that there's a tosefes involved, that the Shemitah year actually starts before Rosh Hashanah, it starts in the sixth year, and that applies to all laws of shviyas. D'achi kama rachmana the shviyas mitchila kodem shana shviyas v'im kein hu kashviyas. So the Torah says that if the shviyas starts before the seventh year, so then it's like the shviyas in all respects, and therefore there would be malkos involved. If you were to work the land at that point. So now the Gemara asks, well, what is the Tosefes? How far does it go back into the sixth year? So Machokas Beishame Beisila, Beishame says, Kol Zman Sheyafel Pri, as long as it's still good for fruit to grow. And Beisila says, Ad Hatzeres, until Shavuos. So Toschos, Sir Maschel, Ad Hatzeres says, Dehainu Yoser. So the opinion of Beisila that says, until Hatzeres, that's more time than what Beishame permit. And that fits within Machlokas Beisham Beisola because Chol Makom Beisham Elochumra Beisola Kula Levad Mosim Devarim Kedekashiv Beedios. Because generally it's characteristic of Beisham to be more Machmer than Beisola, except for the places listed in Idios. So it makes sense that Beisola's opinion in this case is more Mako. And the next Tosos is almost a continuation where the Gemara says Grovim Devar Elu. That Beishamai's opinion and Beisola's opinion are very close in time to each other. Kamash Malan, the Ein Beishamai Machmir and Ela Ma'at al Beisola. That Beishamai's opinion is only slightly more Machmir than Beisola in this regard. Ushmeinan Mil Sayu de Beishamai Parishachi. And this is how we teach Beishamai's opinion. The next Tosos, Dir Maschil, Kol Harota Lavato Yavo Vivatel, is a very Yesodistic discussion about the concept of in beistin yachol levatel divrei beistin chaveru elim kin gadol mimenu bechachma v'minyan. That generally speaking, when a beistin makes a law, so another beistin does not have any right to come along later on in time and be mevatel the laws of that beistin unless it's greater in chachma and in number. So what we had over there is that we see that Beishamai Beisola enact a rule in regards to when the shviyah starts. And the Gemara then says that Rabbi Gamliel was mevatel this. So the Gemara asks, how can you mevatel this? If in fact, the concept of ein based in yachol, mevatel divrei based in chaveru. So the Gemara answers that when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel made this takana, they said, whoever wants to nullify can nullify it. So what does that mean? So Tosos, the Ramaso, Korot Levato, Yevo Levato explained, Shemi is Kalkulu HaKarkaos, V'ina Megalan Tvua B'loch HaRisha Lachar Zman Zeh. So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel realized that this might not always be in the favor of Klal Yisrael because the land could get ruined. We know that, Hefsid Meruba and Tzarchi Rabim is a big thing, and grain won't grow, and if you don't plow after this time. So Hisnu, so Shammai Beis Hillel stipulated that the Chachamim should have the koach, shei koach lahatir letzrichim shechashu lahafsid rabim shalo yigarmu ra lolam. So the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel said that people later on, based on later on, will have the power to allow it if needed, because of course they were concerned for the rabim not to bring evil or anything detrimental to the world. Okay, we'll do one more Tosos, try to keep it to around 5 minutes. So Tosos Tim Rasal Natios regarding these young trees. So what is a Natia? What is the definition of a young tree? So Tanamim Sach Shvi is Parakama Ad Emasai Nikru Natios. So until when are they called Natios? So we have a few answers here. So Rav Lazar ben Azari Omer ad she yicholu. So it's until Yachulu, which is when they become Chulin. They don't have Kedushas Orla at that point, which is the fifth year. Second answer is Rav Yeshua Omer Bashavashanim. Rav Yeshua says 7 years, until 7 years they're Netios. Rav Akiva Omer Netia Kishma Ilan Shen Nigmam. That Netia is like the word that it's Nigmam. What does that mean? Peishen Nechtach Vahotzi Chalifin. That's when you're able to cut the tree and the part that you cut grows back. At that point, it loses its status of Netios. Mitefach Lamata Kenetia Mitefach Lamalaki Ilu Divrei Rishimon. One Tefach below is considered Netia. And if it's higher than a tefach, it's already called a fully grown tree.